Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, our headline news offering, development banks have been at the forefront of dealing with climate change. Now, they're in the front line of the COVID-19 response. Tom Nelthorpe asks, will the development finance community's ambitious sustainability agenda have to take a back seat to mitigating the impact of the virus? Over in the commodity finance industry, on our essentials news offering, in late March, Glencore announced its largest one-year RCF has been refinanced and extended with effect from the 22nd of May 2020. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, Sumitomo and Bowen Coking Coal are to proceed with an earn-in at the Hillong joint venture in Queensland. Shell has agreed to sell its Appalachia shale gas position to US energy company National Fuel Gas Company in a $541 million deal. And West Africa focus Kora Gold has appointed the international environmental consultants Digby Wells Environmental to undertake the environmental and social impact assessment for its Sanakoro project in the Yanfolia Gold Belt in southern Mali. And last but by no means least in the trade finance sphere, US Exim has raised its supply chain finance program and working capital guarantee program, guarantee coverage option to 95% from 90%, and financing under the EBRD's trade facilitation program topped 500 million euros in April for the first time in the lender's history. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.